You're listening to SBS News.
At age 64, Fang Fang Chong is not ready to retire. In fact, she's gearing up for a new career in community care.
I think I can do home care. I like driving. I think I can help the elderly people, such as shopping food and see doctor.
Arriving in Australia in 1995 from China, Ms. Chong spent years working as a kitchen hand and cleaner, fitting in English language study when she could. With her son now grown up, the Sydney woman is undertaking learning again through the government's Skills for Education and Employment program. She describes the course, run by social enterprise MTC Australia, as a gift from the Australian government.
I'm so grateful. Yes, so I come in here. I can make a friend, new friend, that I can talk in something. And the teacher is very kind.
Census figures show the number of Australians over the age of 65 in the workforce increased from 8% in 2006 to 13% in 2016, with the largest increase among women. In 2006, just 4% of women aged 65 or over were working. In 2016, that number jumped to 9%. At the last census, around 15% of Australians were over the age of 65. That number is expected to jump to 22% by 2056. The chief executive of the advocacy group Adult Learning Australia, Jenny McCaffer, says Australia has been slow to look at the implications of a rapidly ageing population. She says that includes the need for older workers to update or learn new skills.
There's no coordinated framework, which is why Adult Learning Australia is calling for a national lifelong learning policy so that we consider all age groups and all generations across Australia, because older people in particular have a lot to contribute to the wider community and to the workforce. I think there's a real loss of human capital and community capital when we don't consider the value of older people in our communities. So some of them do want to stay in the workforce, and some of them are trying to return to the workforce, but there's a lot of limitations placed on them to do that.
Many job-related programs, such as the one Ms. Chong attends, are only available to eligible job seekers registered with Centrelink. For those not eligible, there are alternatives, but Ms. McCaffer says there's a gap in affordable study options to meet the increasing demand for older learners.
And there are also limitations in the amount of access that people can get to learning. So that's why we think local learning opportunities in the community, which are accessible and affordable, are important for older learners and older people.
In its 2017 World Population Ageing Report, the United Nations said older persons make up a growing share of the population in virtually every country. The UN says in response, some governments are seeking to increase retirement ages, eliminate age barriers in the formal labour market, and encourage recruitment and more flexible workplace arrangements. And research shows ongoing learning for employment or otherwise is not just good for the economy. Professor Chris Davies from the Marx Institute at Western Sydney University says researchers can now measure just how beneficial learning for work or leisure can be.
But we do know from functional magnetic resonance imaging, fMRI, that the volume of the brain, especially the hippocampus, which is that bit involved in memory, that basically is maintained when you are involved in cognitive and social activities, compared to a control group who aren't as involved. So we know that involvement and learning do change brain structures, they do help maintain brain structures.
For Ms. Chong herself, learning is also about achieving a goal.
Now I got free time, so I would like to fulfill my dream. I want to try.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.